Well, I think that's a false assumption. What would be weak and dangerous indeed would be to rush into a decision of this importance and of this magnitude without thoroughly considering all of the implications for U.S. national security, without taking into account the posture and the capacity of the Afghan government, indeed what is happening in Pakistan as well. It is wise and beneficial to our interests, and I think projects a wisdom and a strength rather than weakness, that we have a commander-in-chief who is committed to ensuring that the choices he makes about putting American lives at risk are the product of the most thoughtful, careful, and deliberate decision-making process possible. And that's what we're doing. And as a consequence, the outcome will be to the benefit of the American people.